Welcome to Talking About You with Estra, where insurance policyholders get the scoop on insurance companies, self-insured employers, LTD, Social Security, disability, and much, much more. Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. Car accident support and advocacy means making the unexpected a little less of a surprise. Call the radio show today at 718-766-4385. Daily remedies should aid in the healing process versus providing a crutch which delays facing the concerns of everyday life. Is there so much confusion today that it's hard to tell them apart? Has pharmaceutical companies dug so deep into citizens' pockets that it has become difficult to get them out? Blending what is healing and coping so intertwined, who can tell them apart? Chronic pain patients face this struggle. When injuries become a disability, sufferers endure physical pain, which requires some form of relief in most cases. This can also lead to emotional and financial problems due to a lack of resources both for health and daily living. As a society, are we moving into healthy patterns of medical recovery? Especially for those having their life turned upside down after a car wreck. President Obama has taken great interest in our country's heroin epidemic. Let's hope he doesn't throw out the baby with the bathwater, so to speak. There are many people who suffer through chronic pain, me included, which means pain medication is used to help move through rough physical days. It seems as if the least of us are hurt most often when solutions are sought. It is time for better ideas for changing systems which protect the interests of all people in our society. When narcotics were placed in black neighborhoods in the 60s, there was no outcry until it reached white middle-class America. Now that the most wealthiest families are feeling this affliction of addiction too, the trumpets are being blown, so to speak, and the cavalry runs in an attempt to solve the problem. Here's my personal suggestion. Consider that all Americans' lives do matter when it comes to resolving problems. Many of the issues today could be resolved if dealt with when first becoming an issue, regardless in which class it arises. When people and problems are ignored for years or decades, such as Black Lives Matter movement that once again brought to the surface inequalities faced by far too many black people in America, it demonstrates how concerns only grow into larger ones. The same is true for the addiction crisis, unemployment, homelessness, wage stagnation, and even hunger, and this list truly still is endless. To ignore the real problems means creating larger ones in the future that take longer to resolve and then don't necessarily go away. Is this the reason why problems are created and then ignored due to profiteering? Do those in power make significant amount of money off the pain and suffering from those least able to afford it? In my opinion, the constant ads to promote activities that lead down the trail of addiction is displayed to each generation. Then once addicted, the blame falls upon the person who fell for the fairy tale stories about the drug. Shouldn't some of this responsibility fall upon those who created the illusion? Whatever is Wall Street's leaning, it is promoted daily via commercials. Constantly brainwashing has become a common denominator in ways of manipulating people these days. Instead of being hoodwinked, perhaps thinking about ways to resolve problems may be a better alternative. For example, Americans have started saving again. Isn't that a good thing? This indicates to me that false pretenses of using credit in ways which have made slaves out of far too many citizens with exorbitant interest rates may be a trend that's reversing itself. Perhaps the trust Wall Street has taken for granted from Main Street is diminishing. Taking advantage of people can only last for so long. But will there be a new ad or tricks of the Wall Street trade? Or will suffering experienced by the poor and a few middle-class people who are left tell these stories from generation to generation? Only time will tell. If your state is holding an election tomorrow, remember to vote. It is time for poor people to participate in the election process. Otherwise, who will represent you? Who will care about your interests and families? Without your participation in the electoral process, the resources put into government will not be returned as investments to you, but those who need it the least. Therefore, time for silence has long passed. The only way to create common sense solutions to physical recovery, addictions, or ensuring Social Security disability is there in the future is for you to act. This is your responsibility and no one else's. People helping can change this world, not only for themselves, but in a more just place for all people. When individuals take as much responsibility for their lives as possible, it adds pride and dignity to life. It must come from opportunities to thrive. Productive medications help people with injuries, disability, or sickness do better than able to do without them. In these cases, they aid in the healing process of individuals and the families that tend to support them. If these individuals or family members become too burdened down with daily problems, sickness, or disease, with a few coping mechanisms to support them through the troubles, some may choose to use medications in ways not intended to hinder their abilities for growth and progress. Inner strength, determination, courage, support, emotional IQ on how to deal with issues that arise commonly for many people in life help to overcome the obstacles. When communities, corporations, and families seek ways to help support those dealing with insurmountable tasks that exceed their capabilities or responsibilities, it bonds us as a country, instills greater understanding, and provides the same individuals to share what they have learned to make life better. Yes, we all have something to contribute to this world, if given the opportunity. It doesn't take a long time to look around and see a hurting world. Food shortages at food banks say a lot about the condition of our local communities. When our government shows more interest in developing their Wall Street projects at the expense of state needs and requirements, in my opinion, we have a problem in Congress. Why would a Republican, Democrat, or Independent, for that matter, choose to allow average citizens' lack to develop to the degree in which we see in our communities today? Why would Congress continue to cut budgets for those who have so little? Should they not be ashamed of their actions? Why would they have the nerve now to ask for your vote? How smart would you be to give it to them? The question becomes, how does this relate to healing medicines versus coping ones? It means the American people have been failed. Have we failed ourselves by not demanding our rights as citizens? Have we failed by not voting in those people who care to protect and serve the people? Have we failed ourselves by looking the other way for problems that did not initially concern us? Have we failed by putting riches before human value and dignity? One cannot approach this concern without first looking inward. From my perspective, many of our concerns today have stemmed from losses. Far too many of the poor and middle class feel it. We've gone from commercials of diamond rings to toe fungus. My, what a drop. Are we too ashamed to look at our current conditions? To face the obstacles before us? Don't want to admit just how far we've fallen. Nothing can or will change unless we look into the mirror. Make a decision to take a stand for all the people, regardless of the burdens carried. Most of us do not get far from our own. It takes citizens deciding justice must be served on a plate that is shared by all of us, that we will not stand by while injustice of any sort prevails on any sector of our society. Begin taking small steps in an area of interest. Currently, there is no shortage of topics that do not need support. Advocating for insurance policyholders is important to me. I had no idea before my last collision why this area is so important. Once learning how bad faith insurance tactics hurt so many people, it's difficult to stand by and not share my experiences. So it will be for you and your passion, whether it came due to a personal experience or a natural inclination. The key is to act upon it today. What you have to give is invaluable to someone. Perhaps you have learned great coping skills in order to move through adversity. Today, sharing these tools with others with injury, sickness, disability, or other everyday struggles will help to rebuild this nation to a stature that brings new hope, encouragement, and opportunity that will give way to people using medicines in a way that hurts instead of heals. A caring and loving concern for individuals goes a long way in repairing broken and troubled hearts. Mending America means looking where we are right now on an individual, family, community, and country basis, taking the challenge to do all that we can to make improvements and to help each other. Returning to a capitalistic society that remembers its roots of family values, work ethics, and helping each other would put keeping up with the Joneses back in its place, restoring the boundaries of common sense and common courtesy. When banks choose to charge fair interest rates instead of what they can take, means making it easier for families to pay off credit card debt and to take care of daily basic needs. Choose to support those companies that help lift up Main Street and not tear people down. Healing medicines restore life dreams, while coping medicines decrease the value of human life. Which one will you be remembered for? Will you take the hand of those seeking to heal? There are so many people involved in car accidents that could use the help. How many people do you still know waiting around for an insurance company or self-insured employer to pay them? How can you help out? And how can they help you? Think of helping each other as a healing salve that brings hope and encouragement instead of pushing one towards medicines that help to cope with the pain but not heal it. Choose healing. Sometimes you can find support from others, and sometimes it must come from self-love. The key is to start down this road. Once you take those first steps, or even walk a mile or two, the healing will begin to manifest itself. Healing medicines does bring comfort in the journey, so choose the right type and keep moving forward. Thank you for listening today. Never give up or end to what you're facing. If necessary, take one moment, one day, or one week at a time. Unpaid insurance settlements hurt policyholders. So does unpaid employee benefits. Ask Congress to put an end to this and discover the reasons for insurance or employer determinations against policyholders. Make facing life struggles work for you. Be sure to stop by and visit me, Estra, on Amazon, Blogger, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, IMDb, Instagram, and Tumblr. Check for Estra Seattle or Estra Car Accident Support on any search engine. I'll be back here next Monday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, keep your head up and never give up.